Well, hello there, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Jason and Tony podcast,
in case you missed it.
It's just really stuff from the show that maybe you weren't listening to. Look, we understand you don't have all morning to listen to it.
Or maybe you heard it and you won't hear it again.
Yeah, that's true, too. We talked to you about he was a suspicious guy in a park, and the cops came to him, and, well, it went south pretty quick for him.
I shouldn't like this guy, but I do.
What'd he know?
It's in St. Petersburg, Florida. A sheriff's deputy was responding to a report of suspicious behavior by a man in a park. So the cop goes up to him, and he's talking to the guy, you know, hey, what are you doing here? Da, la, 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 la.
What are you up to?
And he says, what's your name, sir? And he says, my name is Bendover.
Who hadn't always wanted to use that?
You know, I mean, everybody, right? Bend over. That's hysterical. And oh, and he also gave the cop the finger, which he shouldn't have done.
But. Oh, no, shouldn't.
Anyway, Mr. Dover turned out to be Andrew Layton. He's 22. He was arrested for obstructing and resisting an officer. Had to pay a $500 fine. By the way, he was just in the park. So it's not like he was doing anything bad, but after he said his name was bend over and flipped off the cop, it's $500. So if you ever wanted to tell a cop to bend over and flip on the bird, just know the going rate is $500. After he got out of jail, though, he was released to his wife. Her name was Manta Hug and Kiss.
I bet it wasn't. You made that up. His name wasn't really bend over.
No. If you look in your junk drawer right now and then hear what this old boy had in his stomach, they're the exact same thing. The guy went to the hospital. He was in some serious pain, Tony.
Oh, no.
So the doctors they couldn't figure out exactly what the problem was, but they wanted to do some x-rays just to see. When they did the x-rays, they found out what the problem was.
Well, thank goodness. What was it?
Well, they took him straight to the operating room.
Uh-huh.
And inside the man's stomach was two screwdrivers, two toothbrushes, eight spoons, a kitchen knife, a metal bar, a door latch, and some other stuff.
Wow. How on earth did that man get all that stuff in there?
I have no idea. They think he might have a psychiatric disorder, which compels the person to eat non-edible items.
Ah, that explains everything,
Dan. Right. Well, this is in India. They don't have White Castle, so, I mean, I guess that's the next best thing.
Sometimes, you know how I take my gum out and I leave it up there on the plate?
Yeah.
And then I'll eat the whole meal?
Uh-huh.
The other day, I'd done that, and I couldn't find my gum.
And you'd eaten your gum.
Yeah, but I'd come out a lot better than this guy. Ain't no screwdrivers in there.
I tell you what would cure this guy.
What?
That way, with the two screwdrivers, toothbrushes, eight spoons, kitchen knife, metal bar, door latch, and some other stuff, a cure would be. Yeah. And he obviously doesn't have one of these, a junk drawer. Got a great message from a listener in Toowoomba, Australia. Her name is Lynn, and she wanted us to say hello to her. So Tony did something real special.
We sung it to her. Lynn in Toowoomba, we wrote a song for you. I can't play a tuba, I hope guitar will do. We're glad you listen in Australia. Hope a boomerang never impels you. Hope that nothing ever ails you. And hope your bladder never fails you. Lynn in Toowoomba, we're so happy that you listen. And for you, a good day is what we're wishing. We love you, Lynn in Toowoomba. Hugs and squeezes to the land down under down there.
We had some bad jokes for you today in Picking and Grinning.
Here they are.
Well, Tony, you know I'm proud of my new dog.
Yeah, I know that.
Well, I'm trying to teach it how to dance.
Dance.
Yeah, but it turns out he's got two left feet.
You know what, Jason?
What's that, Tony?
I like to imagine the guy who invented the umbrella was going to just call it Brella, but then he hesitated.
Umbrella? Got some advice for the single guys, Tony.
All right, let's have it. Okay, yeah, give it to them.
All right. When your girlfriend comes home in a white suit,
smelling of honey and covered in bee stings.
Yeah, yeah.
You know she's a keeper.
I think you'll agree with me on this one, Jason.
All right.
There should not be a wrong way to spell dyslexia.
Tony had a brand new word of the day.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Adicles. Adicles is what's left if a bug loses two of its tentacles. Adicles.
That's Tony's word of the day.
Here's the best country lyric never written.
Stole this one from Ricky Skaggs.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I bought her a giant plastic necklace. I thought it looked really neat. That's when she realized it was just a fancy toilet seat.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
Here's proof that you don't have to break the bank to make your wedding special.
Okay.
Kari Bordner is a guidance counselor at a high school in Indianapolis, and she's been dating the social studies teacher there named Jeff Vest for 15 years.
Oh, they've been together a long time.
You got to know there were some rumors around school.
Yeah.
She's 49 and he's 56. They recently decided to get married. I guess after 15 years, it's finally time.
They knew they were the one.
But they didn't make it a huge deal or spend a lot of money. Right. Wednesday, which was the last day of school, they held their ceremony in the school gym.
Aw, that's cool.
They did it right at half court. They didn't tell people until the night before, and they sent out some invitations. Students were there. There's a video of it. I mean, everybody goes wild. I guess these were just two of the teachers that all the kids like anyway.
I'm seeing like a wedding homecoming slash type of pep rally wedding.
She wore a white dress, so Kari was all into it, right?
Right.
Jeff is also a coach of one of the teams there, so he wore his coaching uniform. Which was a green shirt, shorts, and sneakers. So he wasn't formal, but she was.
Betty wore a whistle. I'd have had to wear my whistle. That's awesome. Well,
like you blow it if she messed up her, you know, her vowels. No, you messed up.
Somebody stands up.
Drop and give me 20, Kari. Yeah,
sit down. The wedding ain't over.
By the way, Jeff is also retiring this year, too. So it's a big day for him on multiple reasons. Isn't that funny? He waited till he retired to marry her.
No. But he's retiring with his best friend,
right.
And now his soulmate forever.
How cool is that? To Kari and Jeff, congratulations, and y'all are real good. All right, well, that's it. Thank you all so much for listening. Be sure to tell your friends and share this around as much as you can. We're trying to win the Great Podcast Award.
It looks like a pod.
We're only 5 million listens away from winning it.
Everybody wants the golden pod, don't you?
Thanks for listening, and this has been
In Case You Missed It.